You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you. We're delighted to be back with the first of our special podcast episodes, as opposed to our running in seasons. For this episode, we're delighted to welcome on Dr. Victoria Crowe. So, Vicky, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here.
Vicky, would you like to introduce yourself to everybody listening?
Yes, thank you very much. So my name is Dr. Vicky Crowe. I am a CEO and one of the co-founders of eSitu Solutions. We are a spin-out company from Nottingham Trent University, where our focus is really on getting the academic tools that we created at the university and since at the company into the real world where we can make a difference. So translating that academic research into kind of operational processes and products for end users to basically improve road safety and basically make the road safer for all road users. We have a particular focus on creating hazard perception tools that are tailored to the type of vehicle and type of job that a driver's doing, but also tools that look into assessing the levels of risk that drivers are willing to take whilst driving, and also creating training modules that are based on academic research, academic theory, psychological theory, and psychological principles. So I am at heart a traffic and what you call a traffic and transport psychologist, which really is just a fancy way of saying we take psychology and psychological theory and apply it to basically making the road safer. So yeah, core message is that we like to make people safer on the roads.
Love that.
Yeah.
I couldn't have phrased that better myself, even if I was reading it. It's just like, yeah, that's it. That's it in a nutshell.
Yep. That's why we invited you to introduce yourself rather than us do it for you.
Oh, I love that.
I was never going to get through that in one take, was I?
Never.
I think that's so important as well, isn't it? Because that idea of there's research going on all the time in the area of transport, road safety. But that's the bit that's important, that, okay, what do we do with that research? How do we take that research and turn that into something that can be useful for people on the road and improve road safety? So such an important role there.
Yeah. So I suppose my first question is, what was the reason you chose motorway driving to sort of like really target the audience that we deal with, which is like the full license holder? What was the reasoning behind doing motorway driving?
So I guess there's a number of reasons. I guess first of all, it's probably the pragmatic reason, logistic reason, was that obviously we tackle behavioral scientists, essentially want to tackle behavior. We have primarily focused kind of on hazard perception. A lot of that is generally based, not necessarily, I mean, on motorway driving. So for example, the DVSA hazard perception test that we know was brought in 2002 doesn't do clips that are filmed, or they're not filmed, CGI now, but it doesn't present hazard clips that are based on the motorway. It typically is sort of your standard non-motorway driving, urban, suburban, and a bit of rural driving where they present hazards. And actually, there isn't anything that sort of shows the types of hazards that a road user might encounter whilst on the motorway, which when you're learning to drive, it's one of the things. I know that learner drivers can now go on the motorway, but it is one of those things that perhaps potentially they get a bit of anxiety about. So that was sort of as always being, I guess, in the back of our minds. And also at the time, whilst thinking about that, there was a call. So the project was in the first instance a grant funded project, and it was based around looking at how to make people, or how to make the strategic road network safer, so motorways and your A roads. And with that opportunity kind of being presented, and as sort of in the back of our mind thinking, okay, so how can we kind of marry the two? We want to apply our hazard perception stuff, and there's a call for kind of making motorway driving safer. So the two kind of fitted together quite nicely. And you know, one of the things that we looked at, and I think this is a really important thing for all sort of themes around making the road safer, is that there are lots of different solutions out there to reduce collisions. Now, a lot of them are aimed at aspects of the safer systems approach that are indirectly linked to driver behaviour and the driver, essentially. So, for example, on the motorway, there's lots of different things such as road design that might nudge behaviour and things that can enhance safety features, for example, adding speed limiters in cars. And while they indirectly make the driver safer, actually interventions that target basically the pillar of the safe system that directly connects human behaviour to kind of safer road use is often overlooked. So what we really wanted to do was do something that wasn't necessarily sort of like, you know, putting a sensor here, making, you know, putting a bollard in to encourage people not to do a U-turn, things like that. We actually wanted to do something that really was the kind of core aspect of making the driver safer. And, you know, we also know as well that motorways and on the strategic road network, they are relatively safe. However, when something does happen, it does tend to be more newsworthy. And the knock-on of effect is that it generally puts people off going on the way to motorway. And this is not necessarily just your learners. This is your everyday drivers, people that have passed their driving test. There's a recent survey that showed that 8 million drivers actively avoid the motorway, which ultimately means that they're driving on other roads. So they might get then more likely to drive on the rural roads, where it is actually more dangerous to drive on the rural roads. So what we wanted to kind of be able to tackle something that would not necessarily just be for learners. Obviously, we know that learners perhaps are a bit anxious about going on the motorway, but there's also people that pass the test that are nervous about going on the motorway. So it was another thing about this was really to create something that would make them safer, but also kind of tackle that perception of safety on the motorway as well. So that's a lot of reasons why we did it. I'm sorry. There's a fair few strategically, and we had this kind of idea already, and it was just about timings and how it kind of came about, really.
Wow.
Yeah, you're right. What it does, there isn't very much out there for full license holders. There's this assumption that somebody passes their test and then they go out and they gain driving experience. But like you say, there's that research centre, all these people who are avoiding the motorway driving. We know anecdotally from the people who get in touch with us for help around nerves and anxiety. This is mainly for licence holders that we speak to. We don't so often work with learner drivers. We work with driving instructors working with nervous learners. But our direct contact with drivers is generally for licence holders. Motorway driving comes up again and again and again for a variety of reasons. So what we haven't said, what we didn't say right at the very beginning, is that you've created eSitu Solutions as part of that research has created a motorway anxiety course. What that does is it really helps fill in the knowledge and understanding gaps that somebody might have, the things that full license holders won't have learnt on lessons, because motorway driving is a relatively new addition for learner drivers. So the majority of full license holders out there won't have been taught motorway driving. They will have sort of muddled along, picked it up as best they can. And maybe that's the reason that they're avoiding. And I think your course fills that in beautifully.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And it's something that's needed, I think, because you mentioned there 8 million people, as you suggested, 8 million people that avoid motorways. That's a big figure, isn't it?
Yeah, and like you say, there's various reasons why they avoid the motorways. And that was part of the project, in fact, was to kind of look at some of those reasons and what were the top concerns, I guess, of like why people don't go on the motorways. And I think as part of the project, one of the first things we did in the very beginning phase of it was to do a survey of 1,000 drivers. And that really brought out the top things that they were anxious about or people are anxious about. One probably being, unsurprisingly, is kind of going around HGVs. We know this one comes up time and time again. Because it is quite an unknown to them. They are having to navigate around a relatively large vehicle that has got a lot of blind spots, and it does make drivers anxious. So unsurprisingly, that was one of the key ones that you can imagine. And I think a lot another one that obviously came up is merging and leaving, getting on and off the motorway. And I guess you will know that from your own anecdotal and from your own people that you train, that that is one of the top concerns that people have, is that kind of getting on and off. But that was one of the sort of first things that we did in the project, was to identify the top kind of reasons why people were anxious and sort of nervous on the motorway. And that gave us the core six modules that does form the course. Obviously, there are other things, other reasons out there, but we could only fit so many in. And there is quite a fair amount of overlap between the modules anyway. It's not a module, let's say we've got the module, it's not just on HGVs, or navigating around them. It's called, sharing the road, so it's around other road users as well. So there is, but even in there will be advice on overtaking, which is one of the other modules that we have. So there is a fair amount of overlap between all of these different ones. But the core kind of thing was to try and create six modules or a number of modules that were to tackle the key concerns that people had. And that was really the start of the project, was by putting out that big survey to do that.
I've watched most of them. I've not watched all of them. And I just think it's a fantastic way to just bridge that gap from thinking about doing it to actually doing it. And the videos in there are, they're really good, aren't they? They are really, really good.
Yes. Ah, well, thank you. They are very good. And I think one of the real benefits of being able to do it, because the course can be done using obviously a VR headset, but it also can be done online, where we kind of, I want to say, simulate the head movements. But if the driving instructor, well, the expert driver, so each module basically, for just tell you a bit about it, has got our expert driver who is driving the car and demonstrating best practice. So it's a behavioral modeling, basically. He's sort of showing you what you should be doing, and you are sat, say, you virtually are sat in the passenger seat watching what our driver, expert driver. So our expert driver is Ollie Taylor, if people know who he is. I'm sure they all do.
I'm sure
He
lots of people will know him from the Honest Truth, and certainly
of
any driving instructor
course.
listening will definitely know Ollie.
He's a very, very nice guy, and he's very knowledgeable, and he's also ex-police, so he has got a lot of experience with being able to navigate challenging road situations. So by watching him, he's demonstrating that best practice. So yeah, it is a behavioral modeling technique from social learning theory. By watching someone that's kind of demonstrating the best practice, it helps you learn what you should be doing. So you are sat there watching him drive, and he's giving a verbal commentary on what he's doing and why he's doing it. Again, that is a technique that is used in police training. We wouldn't recommend that anyone do that themselves, because it is generally a secondary task. So if you are giving a verbal commentary, you are doing a secondary task, and you might miss things yourself. However, he is highly trained in that. So that was the reasons we were able to do it with him, but that was the reasons we chose someone that is trained in doing it. However, evidence just suggests that by listening to an expert commentary, it does improve your skills at doing things like hazard perception. So that's one of the reasons we use that. But you're watching him do this, and at certain points, the camera will switch to outside of the vehicle as well. And you can then sort of see 360 degrees around the car. So the reason we put it outside the vehicle was because it gives a better viewpoint, so you can really take a good look around and see what's going on. But the whole point of that was to be able to provide the user with that safe space to do it in. So like you say, people think about, oh, I'm nervous about doing that on the motorway, and don't necessarily want to do it. But by providing them with that place that they can see it for themselves but not actually be doing it, they are kind of getting that, like I say, basically safe place to see it, and almost giving them a one-to-one kind of training, because Ollie's there narrating it, telling them what they should be doing, what they shouldn't be doing in that situation. So yeah, it's a really great one for people to see before they actually do it. I mean, for example, people that may not have driven on the motorway for a long time, they may go in it and be like, oh, actually, it's not so bad. But they get to experience it themselves for a little bit.
I think that's the real benefit for me as a as the trainer, as people know that I'm the trainer. So I'm normally the person that sees the end product of all this. I'm the person that says, okay, well, let's go out and practice this. So it was nice to actually see, from my point of view, what they'd be doing. They start off, they contact us, then they choose to watch those videos. And I think it's the understanding for me that, one, that it's not as scary as they first thought because of what Ollie does and the way he describes it. It's quite simple in the way he does it, is what I've noticed.
Yeah, definitely. And that thing of it also, then, if you've got a client, somebody who's come to you who wants one in car, if you know that they are going to do that course, you sort of know that the gaps in their knowledge and understanding have sort of been covered by Ollie. It's like Ollie is sort of like filled in the basics with these videos. And I will say, I did a drive to Wales shortly after watching all of the videos, and I'd got Ollie's voice in my head the whole way. I did notice that even as somebody who's driven on motorways since teenager, because my family aren't local to me, so I've done years and years of motorway driving, but it did change the way that I drove. It changed my thoughts and my consciousness around my motorway driving. And yes, I could hear Ollie's voice in my head.
He's going to be so pleased, isn't he? You've
Well,
got Ollie in your head.
I mean, anecdotally, I know that the team, when they were doing the video editing for it, particularly one of our staff spent a lot of time editing. And I think she could probably tell you, word for word, every single module now. Only the full brake, only a full brake's the 2 second rule is definitely always in my head when I'm driving now. That's for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's just little things like those words and those little phrases that are probably highlighted in the video when you're watching it that you can then just take away. Because you're not going to take away, like you said earlier, the commentary driving that Ollie does is so high that you're
Yeah.
never going to be able to get to that point unless you practice, 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 practice. But what he does and what the videos do is just highlight key things, key
Yeah.
points that you can then just take away. And that's potentially what I'm seeing is headway. You know, we would probably never mention headway. We'd have a different word for it, but and tailgating. So you can use those sort of key elements.
Yeah, definitely. And I was really conscious when I was doing my drive, much more conscious of blind spots because of having done the course myself. So I did. And what I noticed was I had a much more active drive. And one of the things we know from our nervous and our anxious drivers is that a lot of the anxiety is coming from thoughts in their head. It's coming from thoughts like, I hate this. Oh God, there's a lorry, you know, whatever those thoughts are. Whereas when you're having a very active drive where you're considering all of these things, making sure that you've got headway, thinking about blind spots, there's no room for those pesky negative thoughts that are coming and going, I hate this, I hate this, or I need to get off, or any of those sorts of thoughts. There's no room for those when you're having a very active, conscious drive. But what I liked about the sort of going away from the driving and back to the videos is what you said there about safe space. It's giving somebody that safe space to view that, to immerse themselves within that drive, but in a safe space. Because when somebody is very anxious, actually, even just the thought of driving on the motorway, just thinking about it can increase the anxiety. So that safe space is that stepping stone. It's that bit where even if somebody knows that just the thought of it makes them feel anxious, this video course is that best first step rather than forcing themselves onto a motorway when they're not feeling ready. It just gives them that interim safe space to find out more, immerse themselves in it safely.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a great kind of first step, particularly if they are, you know, extremely nervous about getting on there. They can go in and have a go at it. And we know, so one of the things that we did with the course, as you know, as spin out status as we are, we're still academics at the heart of it. And one of the things that we always like to make sure is that the products that we and solutions that we're putting out are true to our academic, spin out and our academic foundations or foundings, as it were, and make sure that it can kind of do what it says on the tin, as they say. And so we did actually test the course on about, it was about nearly 400 drivers before. So we did sort of a research study as part of the kind of trial for it, and found that it did have the course did show that it improved confidence and knowledge. And I know you mentioned a second ago about knowledge, but it also reduced anxiety as well. And one of the training modules, and I believe it's the merging one, did show a reduced intention to violate in the future as well. So it's tackling lots of different aspects that kind of contribute to nervous and anxious driving on the motorway. So I think having that kind of evidence behind it as well, it is really important. And I think that's really important to show people who are going to do it as well, because it's all well and good saying, oh, here's a course to make you safer, but or make you less nervous. But if it hasn't got any kind of evidence to show that it is going to do that, they might not take it so seriously. So having that research underpinning it is really important as well. And I think that kind of is hopefully what encourages people to want to do it.
So that was going to be one of my questions, but it's like you've answered it there. And because it's so nice being able to have researchers and being able to talk to people that have researched this. And before, like, I'm the end user almost. I'm the one that's going out and trying this and with people that are anxious, nervous, or even stressed about driving on the motorways. That gives me, as a trainer, some sort of like validation of what we're doing. Is because look, this has been tested. This has been verified, with the results that you or the feedback that you're getting back from it. So that's really nice to hear.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's an important thing, particularly for us as a company. That's kind of our almost like our unique selling point, as it were, is that we are still true to our academic kind of beginnings, as it were. We always try to make sure that everything we do is based in research. Even so, the course itself obviously is six modules, but there is also like a motorway specific hazard test in there as well for drivers to kind of go and test their motorway hazard skills. And as far as I'm aware, there is actually nothing else out there that is specific for testing your motorway hazard perception skills, because the hazards that you encounter on the motorway are pretty different to the ones that you get on the road. I mean, they tend to be a similar kind of thing, people cutting in front of you. But if you've not had experience of that when you're on the normal roads, which you probably often don't really as much, when it comes to the motorway, when you're seeing people doing that all the time, it can be, quite a daunting thing. So being able to kind of demonstrate, here's some of the hazards that you might encounter on the motorway. And again, with that particular hazard test, we did validate that test. So we tested it on real drivers, and as we would hope to find, we did find that people who performed worse on that test had more collisions in the past, which is great because it shows that the test is tapping into the actual skill of hazard perception. But it is a validated test, so drivers can go and kind of test their skills on it, but it also allows them to see, the types of hazards. That's the whole point of a hazard perception test, is that it is an assessment, but it is also training as well, because you're getting lots of hazards in a very short amount of time that you can then sort of store in your memory and use the rules that you've seen in those hazards for future situations, and sort of extrapolate to when a similar situation might happen on the road or on the motorway again. So yeah, having that in there is really, really important as well. So together, you've kind of, in the whole kind of package, I guess, you've got a way to test your motorway hazard skills, but also train some of them. And then you've got the six training modules, I believe, altogether. The content is over 2 hours of content within there. So there's plenty to get through. But like I say, it's all gone through validation phase within there as well.
Yeah, and it's what you said there about it, they get the experience of doing it, and that then helps them in future situations. It's that enabling them to make much better predictions, to be able to spot situations developing sooner, giving themselves much more time and space to be able to react to that. And yeah, making those good predictions, because that's the thing that changes the way you feel. If you see something developing, you make a prediction, you take action, you feel like you know what you're doing, and then the anxiety reduces. It's a chain reaction, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think having the improved knowledge can only be a good thing to help reduce your anxiety and improve your confidence when kind of encountering all those different road situations.
I don't think there is anything else like it, which was why when we saw it being presented in December, we were like, that, we need to be able to offer everybody that. And because nothing else is researched.
No, and I think like you've said before, it is a great stepping stone for people. We would never want to say that it's ever going to replace a real kind of lesson on the motorway. But if you've got someone who really doesn't want to do it, a bit like sat there thinking, oh my God, I hate this, I hate this. By giving them this kind of first, it breaks down some of those barriers that they might have in their head of like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this, I hate this. But showing them, giving them the course first, and then taking them out on the road, it gives them a bit of, like, say, knowledge and experience, and perhaps a little bit more confidence when they actually go on the motorway with yourselves in the car, or even maybe by themselves if they think, oh, maybe I'll try it. But it is a great kind of bridge, I think, particularly if you've got someone who's really anxious about it. It's a good in-between bit.
Lovely. Vicky, when I invited you on to come and do the podcast with us, was there anything that you thought, oh, I really want to talk about this that maybe we haven't touched on or covered so far?
No, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I'll probably afterwards be like, oh yeah. I think maybe just to round it up, as it were, the whole kind of reason for doing it is we know that safe systems, safer road users is relatively kind of overlooked, and lots of interventions are at different parts of it, you know, post-collision and engineering out kind of solutions and behaviors, and all these things impact on behaviors, but actually trying to create something that directly impacts on the road user by providing them with a training module to tackle nervous and anxious driving, I think can only be a good thing. And you know, it wasn't a case of just making something and going, ah, here we go, it tackles, it makes people safer, it makes people less anxious. I think going through the rigorous process of the validation, testing it on road users, and being able to say at the end of it reduces anxiety, improves confidence, improves knowledge, and it's got the hazard test where they can test their knowledge. I think that's the kind of beauty of it, and it really is a tool to kind of help those people that are nervous and anxious on it to encourage, you know, safe and considerate driving on the motorway, because that's what all we can really hope for. Even if you're not nervous or anxious, I think just doing it, you will get something from it. There's plenty of things in there that are not just about nervous and anxious drivers, but there's lots of stuff in there that can be gathered for that. But yeah, really just to kind of highlight that and hope that it can be used with people to kind of help, really.
Fantastic. Yeah, brilliant. And obviously, we're huge supporters of it. As soon as we saw it, we were like, yeah, this is what's needed. So we are selling this on behalf of eSitu Solutions on our website. There will be links in the show notes to go straight to the details on the course for anyone who's interested. Vicky, thank you so much for joining us. That's been a brilliant conversation. I've really enjoyed that. And I hope that that's been interesting for our listeners.
Yeah. Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.